So it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you, your light, your brightness, your energy. You are indeed fairly aglow with all of your energy. You need the sunglasses back again. You see, that energy that you are creating right here, right now, will carry you through to wherever you are going next. That energy vibration is the connection of movement. That energy vibration is the connection of you. And as that energy connects with you, know that there is absolutely nothing that can stop you. And as there's nothing that can stop you, you hold that energy and connect with that vibration. And to know that as you are connecting with that vibration, the divine health is yours. You no longer have to receive the pain of others in order to heal them. You understand that? You get the opportunity to send that pain out somewhere else, that the universe transmute it for you. And as the universe transmutes your pain, you celebrate the life of you. And as you celebrate the life of you, that activation energy comes through with such clarity and such presence and such activity that when that voice comes back to you, it will shift the vibration of all who hear it. Because you are recalibrating your energy. And as you recalibrate that energy, you acknowledge the own sight and sound that you are connecting to. And as you acknowledge that own sight, you are turning the volume up on your intuition. And as you turn the volume up on your intuition, you are acknowledging that fact of peace. And with that fact of peace, you carry forth into that energy. And as the brilliance and the courage of you has stepped into your world in new ways, know that you are clarity, you are understanding, and you are compassion. And as that compassion grows, it comes around you, and you never know what is going to happen. And as you never know what is going to happen, that energy vibration connects in such a way that it holds your heart in that center. And as it holds your heart in that center, the acceleration of you is coming through. And as that acceleration of you comes through, you acknowledge that vision that is straightening your spine and holding it in perfect balance, to know that you are divine, no matter where you are. And as you are divine, you will come into your presence one day, and the world will shift and change upon you. And the healing magnificence of you will expand in ways that you did not think possible. And in those ways that you did not think possible, you will speak and you will heal others and many, for there is magic that is no longer magic. It is moving through you. You see, your wisdom needs to be shared. Breathe into that. You see, when you keep all that wisdom inside of yourself, the world still longs for something. And as the world longs for something, we know, the Buddhists say the truth, that desire, that things are different than they are, is the root of all suffering. So are you ready to let all that old desire go and just dance? Be present with you. And as you are present with you, you hold the vibration of love in your heart. And it's nice that you decided to come to this planet on this lifetime. Yes, we know you're not from here. You have been many, many root races of ETs, and now it is safe to share that energy. It is safe to be you, and you will not be destroyed in this lifetime because of what you have done or what you are doing. You understand? It is good. And anchor that energy in, and as you anchor that energy in, you breathe forth that divine love. As you breathe forth that divine love, you realize the center of your voice is communication. And with that voice and communication, that energy moves all the way through you and out. And as that energy moves all the way through you, we know you are making people healthier and healthier just by your presence. Just by your smile. And with that smile, we hold that vibration of love in you, in all others. And as you hold that vibration in love and in all others, your gentle nature grows, just as your plants do. Just as your wisdom grows, and as you divine your music, as you share that, know that the right hand and the left hand are separate. Your right brain and your left brain are separate. So we're going to cross-train them. Is that all right? So they will work together. So you don't have to worry so much or analyze so much. It will all come naturally. And you, divine being of love, you have touched the lives of millions of people. And you were just doing your job. You have inspired millions of beings on this planet. And we are grateful for you. We are honored by you. For your heart, if we were to have a heart, is our heart. You are a part of our vessel of mirror, our energy. Trust that and you will continue to teach and speak. Yes. And you who have no trouble, no problem, are always moving in light. Breathe that essence. And whenever anything that separates that essence from you, you know that you are teaching others to breathe through it. So with that vibration, know that there's healing energy that comes through these hands. You can see it. It is violet. Very high vibration. So trust that energy and know that as you trust that energy, the crown and the forehead is moving beyond. And you, dearest being of light, you who support and love the world, you who support and love the planet that are just being, that essence that is coming through to you is expanding in new ways. You have some surprises in front of you, dearest. And those surprises are coming through in many different ways. Trust that. You come from a royal lineage. You have been in Egypt. You have been in Lemuria. You come from wisdom. Which is why in this lifetime you created so much trauma. Because you've had it so good before, huh? So now, it is time to evolve beyond that trauma. We know that you are. We know that that energy is moving beyond, and as that energy moves beyond, the vibration of you expands. expands in love. The vibration of you expands in that essence. And you feel that flow of that figure eight. And know that that is always coming in and out of you. And that energy, as it moves forth, moves in such a way that you will look eye to eye with an elephant. You will look eye to eye with anyone you choose. And for that, we are grateful. And with that energy, we've got brackets here somewhere. For you see, the emotion of the masters comes from our vessel Marilyn. We bring her inside. Dearly beloved, it's time for you to be who you are. We walked together, you and I. As did you. That is where we all met. Trust, you are becoming the new you, which is actually the old you. More you than ever before. And as that transmission is coming through, know that it is your presence that is connected. For with that energy, and with that connection, with that vibration of you, you come in, the open heart. It is time, dearest, that you do open your heart. It is time that you trust humanity once again, for they will connect with you. And as they connect with you, you will see many, many things. And to know that your presence is dancing like the spirit danced before. That's your guides that are dancing because they're so happy that you're getting it. How powerful is that, huh? The rockets may not be big enough. I need you to laugh. You see who you are. You cannot step back from it. You cannot.
I know.
It does not serve. Move into it. We will be there with you. And you, dearest healer, channel that you are. There are so many things in store for you, but we don't think you have a clue. We are activating that channeled energy within you. It is time that you begin to write. It is time that you begin to speak. It is time that you begin to heal with the healing hands that are about as hot as peppers. So trust that energy. And dearest being of light. And so Marilyn walked with you 2,000 years ago too. You and all the boys used to come over to the house. She would cook great meals for you. And you would laugh and sing and dance and play. listen to the stories of Master Nesora. She doesn't cook now, but you still tell stories. Trust yourself. Trust your wisdom. It's coming to you, and it's coming through you. Open your heart. Breathe. Breathe again. And you, dearest being of light, you carry so much love in your heart, in your wisdom, in your energy. And now you know you get to share that. And as you share that energy, breathe. Know that your wisdom is massive. It is time to breathe. We have that effect on a lot of people. And it is a good thing. Because you've held it all in for many years. So trust now that your heart is open, dearest. And as that heart opens, everything flows through with love. Yes. Whether to look or not. Why not? Maybe some drip on me. Is this possible? Know that you are indigo. You feel what everyone else feels. You know this, yes? And sometimes it just gets to be so much. There's another indigo here as well. Maybe you can help her step into her power. And know that your gentle nature is who you are. Your gentle wisdom is expanding in so many ways. And with that energy, is it all right if we give you a little activation? We hope that was a yes. Breathe into it. And on and out. Well, you see, dearest, we didn't trip on you yet. Everything is a plan. You who takes care of so many. Now you can take care of yourself. Dearest being of light, know who you are. Know that anything that is not you is separate. Can be gone forever. Your wisdom is great. You do not have to tout it in the world. Those who know you will see that. Because your energy is powerful and pure. So trust that. Trust that action. And breathe into the purity of your light. Ah, you can't be invisible here, can you? No matter how hard you try. You see, you're very good at it, though. Not quite good enough, though. Not for us. But we see your light. We look at the back of the room and we think, what is that big bright light back there? It is the dawn of a new day. And that is the day that is coming for you. Understand? And with that day, trust the energy of wisdom. And as that energy expands, so will your sight. And you have the vision. You know who you are. And you know your heart is expanding in so many ways. And with that expanding heart, you are helping others for good health and well-being. You are a teacher. You are a speaker. You are a hearer and a listener. And as you connect with all of those gifts and those talents, just write a little language of light into your heart center and your reprogramming points. Yes. That language you will sleep with. Yes. And we do love your classes. We see your illumination. We see your healing ability. We see your wisdom. We see your heart and your soul. And we see us in Australia with you. I mean, maybe you didn't even know you wanted that. How cool is that, huh? You see that energy. This, oh, all this, these help, all our tools to accommodate you. We're just going to brush off anything that you don't need to take with you. Is that all right? Yes, all that old programming is not necessary. For you see, dearest beings of light, you see that vibration, and as you see that vibration, you come through. Things part right before our feet. We love that part. For you see, as you see, you must trust yourself. You know who you are. You know that you are love and loved. And as you are love and as you are loved, you hold that vibration of wisdom, that vibration of energy, that vibration of connection to help others laugh and help others be and help others connect and help your heart stay opened. So you see, dearest beings of light, she said as she walked through the light, yes? You are part of a divine partnership. That divine partnership was written many millennia ago. You've been through all of those other situations. Yay. And now you both get to be teachers, facilitators, spiritual renovators for the future of this planet. And for you, we are grateful. And all that old stuff, all that old story that you used to tell yourself, it is gone. You're not invisible. We see you. You see, there's beings. You must drink more water. You are very dehydrated. Breathe. For you see, when you don't breathe, this being here and that being back there feel all of that tension. Are you aware of that? They feel your pain. That's what happens. Yes. And it's not fun, is it? Exactly. So it is time for you to understand that you get to breathe for yourself now. We know it surprises some of you that you are in a human body now. But you are. And love your body. And when you think of yourself, say, oh, I wish my body were different. Be aware of what you are thinking. Change your bracelet, that is right. Change your bracelet. For you see, this vehicle that you were given, that you chose, it doesn't matter the size or shape or anything else. It is you. It is yours, and there's no other one like it on this planet or in this galaxy. And it is a wonderful vehicle to carry bones and organs. It would look funny if you did not have this skin. Correct? That's a good one. You should tell that. So you see, that vibration of you goes far reaching out. So every time you have that old thought, I wish, change your bracelet. Every time you have that old energy that says, I don't know how to do this, change your bracelet. Every time you have that vibration of you, change your bracelet simply because the joy will come in and take care of everything. Because you see, your life is joy. It is your birthright. It is not something that is fleeting. It is not something that is disconnected. It is not something that belongs to someone else. It is not someone that you have to figure out how to be joy-filled. You just get the opportunity to say yes to joy. And what happens when you say yes to joy, huh? Joy comes closer to you. And when joy comes closer to you, she fixes everything. Huh? And as you understand that joy, remember who you are, and then forget it. You see, because you're not ever going to be that person again. You know, all those teachers that say, remember who you are. Be who you are. That is the key. And what does that mean? For you to be who you are, you have your intention, yes? You have your purpose, yes? And if you still are working on that, you asked your friends who they thought you were. Yes? They probably came up with much more than you thought you were. They are correct, you know. They love you because you are the heart of this planet. You are the hands. You are the eyes. You are the ears. You are the ones we have been waiting for. So if you have a mission, which I know you do, get out of your own way. Get off your duff. Get off the sofa. And get it done. We don't have to wait forever, do we? We've come back all the way from the 17th dimension. And we came back for you. For your good health and well-being. Because we love you so much. So much. We will do anything for you and help you in any way. Because you are the heart of this planet. We'd like to play you a song. Is that all right? Okay. Not that song. Maybe that is the song. Just watch that with the heart open. That is what is happening in your heart.
I am the voice of spirit. blessing to the world. I'm a blessing to the world. I'm a blessing to the world. I am the heart. I am the heart. I am the heart.
I am the heart.
I am the
heart.
I am the heart. We see that connection of you. Now we hold up a big mirror so you can see the connection of you as well. We love you. We honor you. We bid you namaste. Namaste.